1 Corinthians chapter 14. Follow after love and desire spiritual gifts, but prefer to prophesy. For he that speaks in an unknown tongue doesn't speak to men, but to God. For no man understands him. But in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. But he that prophesies speaks to men for building up and exhortation and comfort. He that speaks in an unknown tongue builds up himself, but he that prophesies builds up the church. I want you all to speak with unknown tongues, but prefer that you prophesy. For greater is he that prophesies than he that speaks in tongues, unless he interprets, so the church will be built up. Now, brothers, if I come to you speaking in tongues, what shall I profit you? Unless I speak to you either by revelation, or by knowledge, or by prophesying, or by doctrine. For even objects without life that make sounds, whether pipe or harp, unless they give a distinction in the sounds, how shall it be known what is piped or harped? For if the trumpet gives an uncertain sound, who will prepare himself for battle? So likewise you, unless you speak by the tongues, words easy to be understood, how shall it be known what is spoken? For you'll speak into the air. There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without meaning. Therefore, if I don't know the meaning of the voice, I shall be to him that speaks a barbarian, and he that speaks shall be a barbarian to me. Even so you, since you are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek to excel in building up the church. So let him that speaks in an unknown tongue pray that he will interpret. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing in the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. Otherwise, when you bless with the Spirit, how shall he that occupies the room of the unlearned say Amen at your giving of thanks, since he doesn't understand what you're saying? For you truly give thanks well, but the other is not built up. I thank my God I speak with tongues more than you all. Yet in the church, I'd rather speak five words with my understanding, so that by my voice I can teach others also, than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. Brothers, don't be children in understanding, but in hatred be children, but in understanding be men. In the law it is written, with men of other tongues and other lips I will speak to these people. And yet for all that, they won't hear me, says the Lord. So tongues are for a sign, not to those who believe, but to those who don't believe. But prophesying doesn't serve the unbelievers, but those who believe. If therefore the whole church has come together into one place, and all speak with tongues, and those who are unlearned come in, or unbelievers, won't they say that you're crazy? But if all prophesy, and someone comes in who doesn't believe, or someone unlearned, he is convinced by all, he is judged by all, and thus the secrets of his heart are revealed. And so, falling down on his face, he'll worship God and report that God is truly in you. How is it then, brothers, when you come together, each one of you has a psalm, has a doctrine, has a tongue, has a revelation, has an interpretation? Let everything be done for building up. If any man speaks in an unknown tongue, let it be by two, or at the most by three, and that by course, and let one interpret. But if there is no interpreter, let him keep silence in the church, and let him speak to himself and to God. Let the prophet speak two or three, and let the others judge. If anything is revealed to someone else sitting near, let the first be quiet. For all of you may prophesy one by one, so that all will learn and all will be comforted. And the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. Let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted to them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as the law also says. And if they want to learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is a shame for women to speak in the church. What? Did the word of God originate with you, or were you the only ones to receive it? If any man thinks himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things that I write to you are the commandments of the Lord. But if any man is ignorant, let him be ignorant. So, brothers, desire to prophesy, and don't forbid to speak with tongues. Let everything be done decently and in order.